Tensions in the West Bank have once again drawn international attention, and this is following the killing of a 20-year-old Palestinian-American man in the West Bank. His name is Saifullah Musallat, and he was severely beaten all over his body by Israeli settlers. And joining us now is Yisrael Madad, an educator, columnist, media analyst, and Yesha resettler activist, to discuss this. Yisrael, thank you so much for weighing in on this conversation. What do we know so far about the events that led to Saifullah Musallat's death?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me, Yisrael?
Now I can. There's been some interruptions. I'll try to make sure everything is okay.
What do we know so far about the events that led to the death of the Palestinian American in the West Bank 3 days ago by settlers?
Well, it depends who you're talking to or listening to.
Okay.
And there are two versions of the...
Please go ahead.
Hello?
Please go ahead. We can hear you, Yisrael. What are the two versions? It seems like we're having a problem with the line. So just to give you a little bit more information, 3 days ago, a 20-year-old Palestinian-American was, according to the Palestinian Health Ministry, in inverted commas, martyred after being severely beaten all over his body by settlers in the town of Sinjil, which is north of Ramallah. And on the line from Israel, we have Yisrael Madad. Yisrael, you said there's two versions of what actually happened. Can you share both versions with us?
Well, one version is that the evil settlers attacked innocent Arabs. The other version is that Arabs came and attacked Jews who were shepherding. And not the first time. In a coordinated attack by several, at least two villages, it seems. One from Sinjil and one from Mazrat al-Sharakiya. We have photographs of the Arabs charging up the hill, throwing stones, and we have reports of two bodies. No one's heard anything about any sort of post-mortem operations, investigations. What were the wounds? What were the ballistics? And we don't know if it was soldiers. We don't know if it was Jews. And it's all very, if I can use another word, unsettled about exactly what the facts are.
It's amazing when I listen to you, because I was watching CNN last night, who were covering the story, and there was no mention whatsoever on the other narrative. It was just presented that Israeli settlers had killed a Palestinian. Some media are framing this as an example of growing impunity among settlers. Do you believe that that's a fair assessment?
I don't think it's a fair assessment, because there are two different things at work here. There are a small group of Jewish youth who are intent upon causing as much friction as possible. That friction is unnecessary for the advancement of Zionism. If, however, they are attacked and they need to defend themselves, it's a different situation. We do know that there were two Israeli Jews who belong to an anarchist anti-occupation group who are also present at the scene, urging on the Arabs. In this situation, it was a planned ambush to a great extent, and it should be investigated in a different way.
How?
We shouldn't be blamed for some sort of murder that perhaps did not take place.
How does the Israeli army investigate something like this when they're two completely different narratives on what happened?
Well, they need the cooperation of the other side. If the other side does not hand over a body, if the other side hides evidence, if the story is that 4 kilometers apart, two Arabs were killed at the same time, one beaten to death, that's not the way any Jew would act to get as close as possible to an Arab in that situation. So the story lacks credibility. The story lacks verification. I cannot deny that the confrontation took place because we have the photographic evidence of Arabs attacking Jews. So, once again, it fits a media narrative, but is not confirmed by facts.
Looking ahead, what steps, if any, could prevent future flare-ups and restore a sense of control or justice in these flashpoint areas?
Both the police and the security services must keep track, both of the Jewish side and the Arab side and the Israeli anti-occupation side, who seem to be very heavily involved in causing these events and being provocative and hoping, therefore, to sacrifice Arabs in order to move their political agenda, as the case very well might be what happened last weekend.
Yisrael Madad, an educator, columnist, and media analyst, and Yesha, resettler activist. Thank you for weighing in on that, and we apologize for the unstable phone lines that we were having right there, but certainly an important story, and we will keep tabs on that, reminding us again that there's often a huge gap between what the media reports and what happens on the ground, and one just needs to always be very media savvy when following events.